Bill Doyle, Mr. Telegram.
Yes, Bill.
Was this a matter of too much LeBron, or was it more to it than that?
Well, it was a matter of too much LeBron. He was absolutely sensational. Made every shot, set the tone for their whole team. I thought he gave them comfort in the way he played tonight. And we, on the other end, never really established what we wanted to do offensively. I thought they played with more force for most of the game. You know, every chance we had to make a run, we did miss a lot of open shots. Having said that, I really thought it was fool's gold. I didn't think it was the shots we wanted, even though they were open. And give them credit, that was part of their defense. But I thought it was a lot of us. I thought early on offensively for us, we didn't play like us. We each guy wanted to win the game for us, which is a good trait, but the bad trait is there was no ball movement. The ball just stuck for most of the game. So, listen, this one loss against tonight, a great player against our defense. And I think our guys should take that very personally.
Struggle if you don't guess more than this. Doc, you just mentioned that you guys weren't yourselves. The magnitude of this game, what you could have accomplished with a victory tonight, is it surprising that you guys were so out of character? I mean, I know it's been
it's basketball, man. You know, sometimes you show up and I don't think our guys are thinking the magnitude of the game, honestly. It's just, you know, guys wanted to. I don't think one guy showed up tonight and said, you know what, I'm not going to play well. You know, I think every single guy showed up and he wanted to play as hard and the best he could. Sometimes it doesn't happen, you know, and even when you want it to happen. The good news is we get to do it again. So that's the good news. The bad news, we have to do it on the road, and we're comfortable on the road. We've been comfortable, but we're going to have to play a hell of a game.
And just follow up, with LeBron, just the big man he had, did they do anything scheme-wise to free him up or anything like that? Or was
it no, not really. He made some fantastic shots. I didn't think we played him with a lot of force, though, obviously. he made great shots, but we can play better defense.
Similar question. Were you okay with the shots that LeBron was?
Some of them. You know, I wasn't really okay with those. Wasn't okay with those dunks at the basket and things like that. But some of the turnaround jump shots, we've been living with that, and we're going to continue to live with that. But he made a lot of tough ones. But I still didn't think we guarded him with the force that we have to guard LeBron. I thought he brought it to us, and we never gave it back. Maybe that's a better way of explaining it. I hope now you guys can stop talking about LeBron and that he doesn't play in big games. He's pretty good tonight. So now that's the bed. We can go ahead and play game seven.
Gary. Doc, Gary Washington, Boston Globe. Did you see anything different with Pierce or Kevin, just the way shots were going down?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I didn't. We clearly didn't have the right energy. Like I said, you never know why. You know, obviously they came, they wanted to have it. You know, listen, when a guy comes out and throws a barrage on you like that, now that takes some energy out of you, you know? And maybe it's as simple as that. I don't think so, but you just never know.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Doc, you know, in a game like this on your home court, where you've only lost one time in this postseason, where you've only lost once against this team in the last 16 meetings, what kind of opportunity did you leave on the floor?
We left a huge opportunity on the floor, but we still have another opportunity, you know? And that's what playoffs are about. You know, clearly, we're at home, you want to win, you always want to win. I mean, did you hear our crowd the last 3 minutes of the game? I mean, what other crowd in the NBA does that? It's a terrific place to play. The fans were unbelievable. I mean, they did their part tonight. We just didn't do ours. And honestly, that was, it was a great opportunity. We have another opportunity. We get to play another game, game seven. I would say most of the people in this room would have said, wow, they're going to get to game seven. We take it. You know, and that's the way we have to view it. We want a game theirs. They won one here. Now we get to play for all the marbles. This team has not done it the easy way this year. Maybe this is justify for us to go in there and do it.
Final two questions, Brian, then Ian.
Brian, Rob, and Ian, I'll come. Doc, you guys struggled again with the three ball tonight.
Yeah.
And have been during the series. Are you happy with those looks you're getting from them?
About half of them. I thought some of them were forced, especially early on. I thought we tried to answer their shots. That's what I meant by our offense. I just didn't like it. Didn't like the way we played offensively. And we have to do, first start with me. I have to get us some better stuff. But we got to trust the pass. The pass, we didn't do that tonight at all. I thought we did a fabulous job in Miami in the fourth quarter of doing that. And for whatever reason, tonight we did. A lot of it, give them credit. It had to be some of their pressure defensively. I thought all night they were into our airspace, and we allowed it.
Final question, Ian.
Doc, what did you see from Paul tonight, and how do you expect him to bounce back for game seven?
Well, he'll bounce back. Paul is a big game player. Game sevens are the biggest that you can possibly have. What I saw tonight was I thought he was ready for the game, and, we just didn't have a great game tonight. We don't look into it much more than that. At least I don't. He was down. Kevin was down. The whole locker room was down. But they also, you could see their resolve in the locker room. They're not just going to pack for Sunday. They're going to bring suits for Tuesday, and they're going to bring suits for Thursday. And that's the way we're going to plan to do it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.